This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the case for setting the school bell a little later. Our guests say a later school start time will lead to better prepared and better educated students.
First, Milwaukee County recorded its 1,000th repeat drunken driving arrest late last year, according to our next guest, despite the fact that tougher drunk driving laws were passed in 2010.
James Causey is an editorial writer and columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He says it's high time Wisconsin really gets serious about clamping down on the drunken driving culture and that the state legislature dropped the ball in its latest session. James, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, as we mentioned, back in 2010, we got some new drunk driving laws. You'd think that it hasn't had the intended impact on changing our drunken driving culture in the state. Why not?
Well, because nothing has changed. People are still getting behind the wheels, intoxicated and driving the wrong way and putting everybody's lives in danger. And we still have more than 200 people who are killed by drunk drivers every year. So nothing has improved.
And you say lawmakers themselves seem to have beer goggles on.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about this. I mean, no laws have been passed. They put 12 bills before lawmakers during this last session, and they have refused to really touch any to try to curb this culture. And, you know, the reason that they cite is that we don't want to target the common man, the person who may have a beer after work or something to that effect. But most people who are pulled over for drunk driving are not those people anyway. A majority of the people that they pull over are almost two times past the legal drinking limit. So these are not people having one or two beers after work.
And a lot of repeat offenders, it's not uncommon to see newspaper articles about a seventh DUI or a 10th or 11th.
Right. And you got to take into consider this, that most of those numbers are off. You know, it may be a seventh drunk driving offense, but, you know, it has to be a seventh drunk driving offense within 5 years or 6 years or 7 years or something like that. So the case that I cited, the case of Charles Hawes, he has was convicted of his seventh drunk driving conviction, but he really has been arrested 10 times for drunk driving. So, if you're arrested 1, 2, 3 times for drunk driving, it should be your first, second, and third time being arrested for drunk driving. It shouldn't be no time in between. We have to get past this idea that, you know, if you get a drunk driving conviction, you should never, ever do that again. First, you shouldn't do it in the first place. But is it too much to ask to have a person to say, I'm never going to drink and drive again? I just don't understand that, because when you do that, you essentially have a weapon, a 2,000-pound weapon in your hand, and you could do damage to yourself and anyone else who happens to come across your path.
What would you like to see happen with a first offense?
First offense, like everyone else, should be everywhere else should be criminalized. I think that would send a clear and direct message. Why are we the only state where a first offense is not a criminal matter? I mean, I just don't understand that. It's pretty much you get fined, of course, but it's pretty much a misdemeanor. I mean, it's a ticket. And we have to move beyond that. I mean, I don't understand why we want to separate ourselves from the other 49 states who criminalize a first offense.
And then supposing somebody does that first offense, it's criminalized, but they keep coming back. What would you like to see change for repeat offenders?
Well, I mean, I talked to Sheriff David Clark about this, the Milwaukee County Sheriff, and he basically said, you know, judges pretty much want to use a drug treatment course as a way to try to curb this behavior. However, the person doing it who's convicted of drunk driving has to want to be helped more than a judge wants this person to be helped. If some people like Mr. Hawes, who got behind a wheel and was caught 10 times for drunk driving, he's not going to change. He should be behind bars, because nothing is going to stop him until he kills someone. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, what does it take for him to get the message? I mean, when he got stopped this past weekend, he had a cooler on his front seat with beer in it, and he had a blood alcohol level of over the legal limit. So, and he was driving a wrong way. So, I mean, do you really think that he's going to change his behavior? Do you think if a judge orders him into drug treatment court that he would somehow all of a sudden get it? I really don't think so. And people like him will continue to drive until they hurt someone or hurt themselves. And I don't want to play a game of Russian roulette with someone like him on the streets. You know, he could hit me, you, anybody that you know, and that should be cause enough for lawmakers to want to take stiffer penalties and actions against these people.
Apart from directly punishing people and keeping them off the road, do you think that tougher laws will help change the way we think, our attitudes toward drunk driving in the state?
Honestly, I think it's a good first step. If it would change a culture that we've grown up on and have accepted for decades and decades, it'll be hard to change that culture. But we have to start somewhere. To say that we can't change it with laws, well, you know, where do we start then? We have to start from almost ground zero with this. I mean, I think we live in a culture, especially here in Milwaukee, where, you know, we grew up on Pabst and Miller and a lot of these Schlitz and these big breweries provided a lot of livable wages for a lot of families here. So, you know, it's deep-rooted in our history. But it comes a time when, you know, people who abuse these products are putting people's lives in danger. And if we don't do something and take first steps, nothing will ever change. Now, don't get me wrong. I tell people all the time I don't drink, but I've been around a lot of drinkers. I have had people in my family who have abused alcohol to the point where it's downright scary when they get drunk. And I've been happened to be in vehicles with, you know, relatives who were driving drunk when I was a kid. It's a scary thing to experience. But, I mean, we have to start somewhere to change this culture. We just can't look at it and laugh at it and just say, no, it'll just handle itself, because nothing is changing. And if we don't do something now, then when do we do something?
By a lot of measures, Wisconsin is unfortunately a leader in the nation when it comes to drunk driving in terms of how much we do it. Is there something about us here in Wisconsin, about our culture, that makes us different than the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it starts with, you know, our weak laws on drunk driving. I think we could start there. It starts on, you know, the history of, you know, like I said before, that a lot of these big brewing companies provided livable wages for a lot of the families here. And I think it all starts from that. And plus, if you turn on the TV and you go to Summerfest, when you go to any event, it's not an event unless there's beer. I mean, how many? One of my friends, you know, asked me the question. She said, how many people do you think would really go to Summerfest if they didn't have beer? And if you think about that question, I don't think too many people would go if there was no alcohol sold on that day. So drinking is a part of our culture, but you have to drink responsibly. I'm not saying don't drink, but I'm saying if you're going to drink, don't get behind the wheel and put people's lives in danger.
Probably too late in this legislative session, it looks like, for state lawmakers to do anything now. If you could call the shots next session, what would be the number one thing you'd want them to get done on drunk driving?
Well, you know, I think trying to criminalize our first offense would be, you know, or bring us in line with other states would be my first priority. But I don't think any lawmakers here have the guts to go that far or to pursue that. But I think one thing we could do is take the caveats out of, like, what it takes to get a first, second, and third drunk driving conviction. If it's a first, second, and third drunk driving conviction and so forth, it should be that. It shouldn't be if you get your third drunk driving conviction within 5 years, or if it's after 5 years, it doesn't count as a third. That kind of stuff is ridiculous. Take the caveats out and let what it is stand on what it is. So if it's a second drunk driving offense, it doesn't matter if you got that second drunk driving offense 20 years ago. It should still be your second drunk driving offense. Another thing that should be mandatory, I think after your second drunk driving conviction, you should have to have one of those breathalyzers installed in your vehicle in order to make sure that you're not going to drink and drive and put other people's lives in danger. I don't think that's too much to ask, because if you did it once, okay, maybe it's a mistake. If you do it twice, it seems like there's a pattern that needs to be changed, and you're not going to change it yourself. So those kind of stuff need to be put in place.
James, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
That's James Causey, editorial writer and columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.